USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, said Sunday that Trump should not concede the election to Joe Biden as he alerted Americans to 10 lawsuits alleging election fraud. Giuliani said there is strong evidence that this was an election that in at least 3 or 4 states, and possibly 10, it was stolen. In other words, it was based on false votes. Giuliani also said he was prepared to point to dozens of witnesses who would attest under oath that they have observed instances of election malfeasance. USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved. An earthquake struck southern New England on Sunday morning. The earthquake centered a few miles off the coast of New Bedford in Buzzards Bay, struck just after 9 o'clock in the morning. The USGS at first said the earthquake had a magnitude of 4.0, but it was later downgraded to 3.6. The earthquake struck at a depth of 9.3 miles underground and was felt across southern Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The battle for the Senate is all but certain to come down to Georgia, as the close race for Republican Senator David Perdue's seat likely heads to a runoff election. Perdue fell below 50% in his race against Democrat John Ossoff. When no candidate clinches a majority of the vote in Georgia, the top two vote-getters compete in a runoff, and that's going to take place on January 5th. With 4 uncalled races, the Senate breakdown currently sits at 48-48. Retail giant Walmart said on Friday it was selling its retail operations in Argentina to a South American supermarket chain and pulling back as that country struggles with an economic crisis. Walmart did not disclose the size of the deal involving more than 90 stores, but it said it would record about a $1 billion loss related to the sale in its fiscal third quarter. Tropical storm Etta is tracking near South Florida and may re-strengthen, possibly into a hurricane. Etta made landfall in Cuba early Sunday morning as a tropical storm. The center of Etta is now moving over the Florida Straits. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Chase Elliott won his first NASCAR Cup Series title Sunday at Phoenix Raceway. Joining his father, Bill, is champions of stock car racing's top division. At 24 years of age, Elliott became the third youngest Cup Series champion in NASCAR history.
We did it. Hey, we did it. That's all I got to tell you. Unreal. Championship crew chief Alan Gustafson is now a NASCAR Cup Series champion and very deserving. I just can't say enough about our group. You know, I feel like we took some really big strides this year, and last week was a huge one. And to come out of that with a win and a shot to come here and have a chance to race is unbelievable.
Only Jeff Gordon in 1995 and 1950 champ Bill Rexford were younger. Alex Trebek has lost his battle with cancer.
This is Jeopardy!
The 80-year-old Jeopardy! Game show host holds the record for the most episodes spanning 36 years.
Alex Trebek!
Thank you, Donnie. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome aboard.
In March 2019, he had been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer and was among a small percentage of people to live a year or longer with the diagnosis. In July, he published his memoir, The Answer Is, Reflections on My Life. Mr. Trebek died at home in Los Angeles, California, Sunday, after more than 18 months fighting pancreatic cancer. You're listening to USA Radio News.